Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled St. Thomas Aquinas.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Keep as your pattern the sound teaching you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. You have been trusted to look after something precious. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Accept the strength, my dear son, that comes from the grace of Christ Jesus. You have heard everything that I teach in public. Hand it on to reliable people, so they in turn will be able to teach others. Put up with your share of difficulties like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. The Word of the Lord. St. Thomas Aquinas. Any history of Europe in the period from 1150 to 1250 must deal with the phenomenal and momentous growth of monasteries and the revival of older monastic traditions. As well as the proliferation of monasteries, the years leading up to the time of Thomas Aquinas saw also the emergence of new kinds of religious orders, fresh groups who would choose as the main thrust of their lifestyle going out and sharing the gospel message and instructing the young in Christian life and history by setting up universities with a view to going and telling the nations about Christ and explaining as best they could how and why acceptance of the gospel message was crucial to the inner health of the human family. Aquinas himself wrote, "Just as it is better to enlighten than merely to shine, so it is better to give to others the fruits of one's contemplation than merely to contemplate." The Order of Preachers was one of those new style religious families, having been set up by Dominic in 1216, an order set up precisely to preach and share the gospel message and its inestimable value for human life. The Dominicans swiftly grew and spread. Now, the preaching we have done over the centuries is not just the homily after we hear the gospel read. Preaching was quickly understood also to include teaching, as Dominicans were appointed to devote their time to studying the Christian faith and its development, so they could in turn share their understanding with students at universities all over Europe. Later, of course, the order spread beyond Europe, and now there are Dominican preachers, nuns, sisters, lay Dominicans and friars in every continent. Thomas Aquinas came from Monte Cassino in the south of what we now call Italy, and showed himself early on to be not just clever, but a man who had been given both the gift of faith in Christ and a mind that asked questions fearlessly and a superb writing skill that could enable him to share in written form his examination of some of the major questions Christians face, about their faith itself, but also about how best to share that faith and how we relate to those who are not yet believers. Nothing whatever was off the agenda. In a short life, Thomas Aquinas died at the age of 49 in 1274. Thomas either studied or lectured in Naples, Paris, and Cologne, providing faith-based but open-minded discussion on so much of the Christian message and the challenge of spreading it accurately. Not surprisingly, Aquinas is the patron of many colleges and universities around the globe, and it's not by any means, I believe, out of place to conclude this short reflection with one of his most famous compositions, a prayer in honor of the Blessed Sacrament, which we celebrate and receive each time we celebrate the Eucharist. O Sacrum Convivium, O sacred banquet in which Christ is received, the memory of his passion is renewed, the mind is filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is provided for us.